بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. وقال تبارك وتعالى: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Let us all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Amma ba'd. Respected elders and dear brothers, when we focus on the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we see what beautiful qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, and the incidents in his life show us the level of tolerance, forgiveness, good ways, good manners, good speech with people. That is the example for us to follow. Unfortunately, we can speak about it, we can hear about it, we can read about it, but it is very little in practice in our lives. The main thing is to bring what we hear, what we read, or what we speak into practical implementation, into practical application in our day-to-day life. Then we are truly the followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our situation is so sad that, leave alone the people on the outside and the public, even our own families, we can't talk to them nicely, we can't treat them nicely, the way in which we conduct ourselves with them, that we break the hearts of the people around us. The husband breaks the wife's heart, how he speaks to her, how he treats her. Sometimes how he treats his children, how he treats family members. We're not even talking about outsiders. This is so far away from the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of the most beautiful character at home and outside the home. At home too, the way he spoke to everyone, even if the people at home were not on good terms, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever spoke harshly or badly or displayed any anger towards them, but he was always very, very tolerant, forgiving and loving and kind. There were times when even Aisha radiallahu anha, as beloved as she was, sometimes she also, because she was a human being end of the day, and she also sometimes used to show an attitude that of unhappiness with certain matter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would overlook and he would forgive. And later on, not then, but later he would tell her, Aisha, I know when you're happy and I know when you're angry. She would say that, may I be sacrificed on you? How do you know when I'm happy and how do you know when I'm angry? He says that when you are happy, you say, I take a qasam by the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when you're angry, you say, I take a qasam by the Rabb of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So from those wording, I know your mood. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a master at reading the moods. He could read the mood. And he knew. But he didn't confront her there and there and say, what is wrong with you? What you cross about? Why are you upset? What did I do? No, he just kept his calm, and he never even said anything, but he knew inside what is going on. Then Aisha says that, although I may not take your name at that time, but your name is inscribed on my heart. Because that love was so deep that your name is inscribed on my heart. This was his character in the home towards his family. How he dealt with them with so much of love, kindness, understanding, forgiveness, tolerance. And the people outside, he was the best example. Even the enemies, even the non-Muslims, when they didn't treat him well, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not respond with harshness. And he did not respond with anger. And he did not respond with fury. But he was very, very forgiving and tolerant even to the non-Muslims that ill-treated him. Thousands of incidents of how they dealt with him, but he was always an embodiment of forgiveness and tolerance and compassion. Because he was rahmatul lil alamin, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. He was a mercy unto this universe. And we could see that in every aspect of his beloved life. So we find that on one occasion, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took a loan from a Jewish person, and this was something that happened all the time. The Jews were living in Medina, they were very wealthy people, very economically very strong. Maybe that's the tradition that's carrying on till today. They were very strong financially. And there were times when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to even take loan from them because of circumstances. Even at the time of his demise, he had left a armor that belonged to him as a pledge, as a rahan, as something he had placed as a deposit, as a collateral with a Jewish person because they needed something in the house. And like that, from time to time, he would take a loan from the Jewish people for whatever needs they were, or he would buy on credit, and then as the monies came in, he would pay off. So he took the loan, and this Jewish person came to demand his payment. And he was so, demanding and so aggressive in his demand, that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in the masjid. He refused Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to leave the masjid even. He said, no, pay my money, you can't go from here until you don't pay my money. Now there wasn't any money available at that time. From Zohar time till the next day Fajr time. Think about it. From Zohar time till the next day Fajr time, he refused for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to leave the masjid. He could not even go home. This person was so aggressive in his demand. Sahaba were very angry. They were boiling with anger. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stopped them and told them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not allowed me to harm any person or to oppress anyone who has a right, whether he is from the people of belief or disbelief. I cannot oppress anyone. I cannot oppress anyone. And so he left him. And then in the morning, this person suddenly, out of the blue, he suddenly read the Shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka rasulullah. He bore witness in the oneness of Allah and in the belief of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba was astonished. This same person was acting so aggressive and now he read the kalima. He said, O people, the reason for my behaving like this was I wanted to check for myself and experience for myself the qualities that were mentioned about him in the Torah, in our book. And it was mentioned in our book that the last messenger will be born in Makkah and he will settle in Medina and he will rule over Arabia and he will be one who will never be vulgar, he will never ill-treat people, and he will always be very good, and he will not be a person of shamelessness, and he will be a person of all these good qualities. This is that person. I was looking for the signs of this person, and I saw all the signs in him, and hence he recited the Shahada and he brought Iman. Another very similar story is narrated about a person by the name of Zayd bin Su'na, a Jewish person who had also borrowed money to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then before the due date, there was a time that was fixed, as we know it in Islamic law, in the law of Islam. If you take a loan, then you have to fix a date of repayment. Otherwise it's haram, it is wrong, it is forbidden not to fix a repayment date. You can't say payable if able, otherwise forgivable. You know, nowadays that's how people say payable if able. If I can pay you, I'll pay you. If not, then forgivable. But there was a date that was fixed, that this is the date. You paid back on this date here. Because it's a matter of dealings. And we have to be very clean in our dealings. We have to be open and transparent in our dealings. That's the Islamic way of dealing. Everything must be clear cut, black and white. Nothing must be left, you know, ambiguous, because that is what leads to disputes. So the date was fixed, and it was on the fixed date he was supposed to come and ask for his payment. He came beforehand and he started demanding his payment. Now the people are telling him that, look here, there is a date of repayment that was agreed upon. Now how can you demand your money beforehand? He said, no, I want my money now. This family of Abdul Muttalib, they are known to be, you know, procrastinators in payment. And he started saying insulting things. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as we know who was Umar, Umar was Umar. He pulled out his sword and he said, Da'ni ya Rasulallah, adribu unuqa hadha al-adu. Leave me, give me permission, O Nabi of Allah, I'll chop the neck off of this enemy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, O Umar, put your sword back. He has a right as a creditor, he's got a right to demand payment. However, the way he's demanding payment is not correct. It's not how he should be demanding payment. But he has a right because he's a creditor. We owe the money to him. However, the way he's demanding is not the correct way. Nevertheless, let us see how we can get some funds and let's settle him and pay him. And so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arranged and the man was paid. The moment he received his payment, he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka rasulullah. He recited the Shahada and he said, my reason for confronting you in this manner was to test you out, because in our books it is written that your outstanding quality will be tolerance beyond that of any ordinary human being. You will have such a high level of tolerance that no one will be able to match your level of tolerance. And I wanted to test your tolerance. Therefore, I behaved in the way I behaved to test your tolerance. And I found you to be the most tolerant of the people, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned regarding you in the scriptures, that you are a person of great tolerance. So subhanallah, he recited the Shahada and he became from among the Sahaba. Zayd bin Su'na radiallahu ta'ala anhu then took part in the battles also, and he became a known person among the Muslims of Medina. He came with a different intention, but he left with a different intention. And this is a glimpse of some of the examples of the beautiful ways of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at home too, and outside the home too, how he dealt with the people, his high level of forgiveness, tolerance, overlooking the mistakes, and being kind and generous and compassionate even to those who were harsh and those who were ill-mannered and those who were enemies. He treated them in the best possible way. Abdullah Ubay bin Salul, who was the chief of the hypocrites of Medina. He was Raisul Munafiqeen, the chief of the hypocrites of Medina. He was known to be one who constantly was plotting and scheming against Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Any and every opportunity he could find, he would try to harm Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Muslims behind the scenes, working with the enemies and trying to harm the Muslims, trying to harm Islam, trying to harm Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But with all that, and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew better than everyone his bad intentions, and he knew him in and out. But when he died, then his kafan was short. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam requested his uncle Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was very tall in stature, said, Abbas, give me one of your kurtas. I want to take that and put this on for this man as his kafan. He took the kurta of his own uncle and put it on as kafan for the worst of the enemies. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tried to do his utmost even for this person who was the leader of the hypocrites. Even to the extent that he wanted to make dua for his forgiveness, but he was stopped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istaghfir lahum aw la tastaghfir lahum. In tastaghfir lahum sab'eena marratan falan yaghfir Allahu lahum. Whether you ask for forgiveness or you don't ask for forgiveness, you shouldn't be asking for forgiveness for these hypocrites, because even if you ask for forgiveness 70 times, meaning many times, Allah will never forgive these people, because they died on kufr and they did not die on iman. There is no maghfirat and there is no forgiveness for a person who died on kufr and who did not die on iman. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. Allah will never forgive the person who attributed partners to him, who committed shirk, or who committed kufr, or nifaq, or hypocrisy, that is on the level of kufr. Allah will never forgive such people. Even the dua of forgiveness of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would not avail them, because there is no forgiveness for these people. Ibrahim alayhi salam tried to make dua maghfirat for his father who died on kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that, O Ibrahim, your dua is of no avail and you should not make dua for him because he died on kufr. So, though these people were known enemies, but the conduct towards them was the most beautiful. Even with the enemies, it was the best conduct. Even with those Bedouin people who were really very, very uncivilized in their ways and manners. That one occasion a Bedouin came to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he grabbed his by the collar of his shawl and he grabbed it so hard that it left a deep mark on his body. And he demanded, O Muhammad, give me from that which Allah gave you, give my share. Now the Sahaba got very angry, but Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even in that provocation, he only smiled and he said, people, give him something, make him happy. He did not reprimand him and get angry with him and shout back at him. Though he was so provocative and so aggressive in the way he behaved. And we see that the young boy, Anas radiallahu anhu, 8 years old, when his mother came and put him in the service of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to serve him for 10 years. Khadamtu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 sineen. I served Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years, he says. But in that 10 years, he never scolded me once. Never told me why you did that, why you didn't do that. And if anyone of the family people scolded Anas, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stop them and tell them, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. Allah willed it to happen. Why are you all getting upset for what? Why are you all getting upset? Why are you all scolding him? Why are you shouting at him? Today if something happens, Allah forbid, we get so upset and angry. If, for example, the children or someone was driving the car and, you know, there's accident happened, now we become enraged to such an extent that we can't hold our anger back. For Allah willed something to happen. It happened. Now move forward in life now. Don't hang on and hold on to these type of things. We have to move forward. Look at the example here, that this young boy who made mistakes as a young child, which children don't make mistakes. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so loving, so compassionate, so kind. And when he would address him, he would say to him, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son, O my beloved son. This was the way in which he addressed him and he spoke to him. And he made such beautiful du'as for him that those du'as lasted him throughout his life. Allah gave him the longest life, gave him the most amount of wealth and most amount of children because of the three du'as that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made for him. So these are the examples that are in front of us. One person came and said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I need some goats. You own some goats. Give me some of your goats. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, you see this whole valley that is full of goats. All of them belong to me and all I give to you. I'm giving all of them to you. He was shocked. He went to his people and told them, oh people, become Muslims. You won't find a more generous person than Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I asked him for few goats. He gave me the whole valley full of goats. This was the generosity of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Never held back anything. Gave so freely, generously. And so how his conduct and behavior was toward the people. We are now going to enter holiday season and Muslims will be going all over. Let us show by our example that we are the followers of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and we are the carriers of his akhlaq and character. Let us not bring a bad name to Islam and Muslims by our bad behavior and character. Very sad it is, every year we hear Muslims come, they go to holiday places, then they behave like hooligans. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is so disgraceful and it is so embarrassing when we hear how certain Muslim people behave in the holiday places like hooligans. They fighting and brawling and swearing and hitting people and those clips go viral all over. And people see and they say, oh, what is wrong with your people? This is how you all behave? Is this what Islam has taught us? Is this what our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us? Is this his example? Whose example we are following? Iblis, the shaitan's example. We are not following the example of Rahmatul Alameen. So Allah Ta'ala guide our Muslim brothers and sisters and families that when we go even on holiday, we can't go on holiday from Islam. We're still Muslim and we still have to follow Islam. Let us not behave in such a manner that we bring embarrassment to ourselves and to our deen and to the good image of Muslims in our country, because then people will lose complete respect for us. Let us at least make an intent to follow in his footsteps and his beautiful akhlaq and character. At every point in time and every moment in our life till we leave this world, Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.